It's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. So free, she'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost at such a cost. No time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you may lose your mind.
Ruby Tuesday by the Rolling Stones. This is DJ Bridge, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for joining us today for Random Access. And today we have my co-host is back.
Hi, everyone. This is my second show this semester. My voice might sound a little not familiar, but I'm back. Well, for this week at least. I think we only have 3 weeks of school left. Something crazy like that.
Yeah.
So I was telling Bridger on our walk over today that I did out the math in my head while I was doing my swim this morning. And my radio appearance record is worse than every single Major League Baseball team that was playing last semester or last season. That's so bad. I think it happens. I'm 1 for 10, 1 for 11.
I don't think it's been that many.
Not that many?
I don't know, because we only really started in February.
True.
It wasn't like all of January because of break.
It's true.
And then I wasn't there for spring break either.
That's true. Yeah, I just feel like I missed training. I didn't get to meet our little young ones, Henry and what was the other one's name? I don't even know.
Tall.
Tall.
Yeah, we should
check, we should check see, up on them, see how they're doing.
Yeah, see when their shows are.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yes.
Well, it feels good to be back, and I think we have some good music.
Great to have you back.
Thanks. We can actually talk to each other. You don't have to do the one-way convo.
Yeah.
I've only hosted one show by myself, and I did not like.
I'm not great at the one-way convo. I usually end up just saying, like, this is this song.
Got it.
This is the artist. Here goes.
All right. Yeah. You know, some would say that that's the point of the radio.
No, I feel like part of it is like...
I like the chat.
Yeah, I feel like the chat is the point of the radio as well, because, mm-hmm. I guess you can get variety on the radio, but I feel like the goal is to get at least some chatting, because if not, why wouldn't you just listen to the album?
I'll be honest with you, when I drive in the car when I go home, I just flick through every single station until I find one that's playing music, because it's always, like, sports talk radio, or the worst is the commercials.
Yeah.
And, like, that 1-800-CARS-FOR-KID commercial... I cannot listen to that. It's unbearable. Mm. So I just flick around. So sometimes I drive listening to like old classical music, which is soothing. Not my personal fave.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like if I'm just driving in the car, I'll listen to like more music. But when I was like in middle school and high school, when I had a physical alarm clock, and I would listen to the Z100. But like now my alarm clock's on my phone,
yes.
So I don't listen to the radio in the morning anymore. But I used to listen to the Z100 morning talk show.
My brother has that. He has an alarm clock that's really old, that the alarm is the radio starting.
Yes.
And so I personally would not enjoy that, where you're sleeping, then all of a sudden someone is, and he sets it really loud, someone's just talking to you, like,
yes.
Loudly. Okay.
Yes,
I would not like that.
I didn't have it that loud, but it was usually enough to, like, you'd wake up to the flow of the conversation.
Got it. Sure.
And then you could just, like, lie in bed for a bit and, like, listen to their conversation.
So it perpetuates the laziness in the mornings.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't think my brother just lies and listens, although he does fall asleep with it on, too. I think there have been some nights where it just is on the entire time. Like, the radio just stays on.
Mm.
And then I'll wake up and I'll be like, who's talking in our house? Like, we share a wall.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
Yeah. I used to...
Kind of an old man listening to his radio in the morning.
Yeah. No, the radio in the morning was nice. I didn't really listen to radio at night, but I would if it was around Christmas, so I could fall asleep to Christmas songs.
That's so cute.
And there was also a thing on my radio where you could set it, so my dad would come in, like, set it for 20 minutes, so I'd listen to, like, 20 minutes of radio. It would shut off automatically, and I'd be asleep by that point.
Some people watch TV. Bridget listened to radio.
Yeah, but if you're trying to fall asleep,
I know.
You don't want to be watching TV.
I agree. I don't like the light. I actually think a timepiece of a lot of homes, including my grandmother's house and Jordan, my roommate's house, is the built-in radio in the kitchen, where it's like attached to the underside of the cabinetry.
Mm.
And I can distinctly remember going to visit my grandparents' house in Ohio, and coming down their hallway and just hearing like the news in the morning, and like all the, and she always has a specific station that she's listening to. And it starts at, like, 6:30 a.m. as she gets up. Like, the radio goes on. It's part of their routine.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think it's a timepiece to have that radio built into the kitchen.
Mm, I haven't seen that before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be an accessory that I add to my home. But it's a feature.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll enjoy it. And you can listen to Christmas carols at Christmas time in your kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, do we have more music?
Yes, up next we have Jack and Diane by John Mellencamp.
Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. sad taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. The walk on. Flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well then there Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jack say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. So let it rock, let it roll. Let the Bible belt come and save my soul. Hold on to 16 as long as you can. Change is coming around real soon, make us women. American kids doing best they can.
just what you'd expect inside her new Balenciaga vibe. Romance turned dreams into an empire, self-made success. Now she rolls with Rockefellers. Survival of the richest, the city's arms until the fall. They're Monaco and Hampton's bound, but we don't feel like outsiders at all. Some say he looks just like his father, but he can never love somebody's daughter. Football team loved more than just the game, so he vowed to be his husband at the altar. Survival of the richest, the city's arms until the fall. They're Monaco and Hampton's bound, but we don't feel like outsiders at all.
That was New Americana by Halsey, and then before that we had Come a Little Closer by Cage the Elephant.
Very nice. I was just scrolling through my browsers that I have open, and one of the things I have open right now is the March Madness bracket that we all filled out, and by we all, I mean my suite, Bridget, and then some of the other our other friends scattered around campus. And for a solid, I want to say 2 weeks, maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks, Bridget was leading the pack, number one by a lot.
Yeah.
And this is not a new thing. You were also number one last year for a very long time. And I would like to ask on behalf of everyone else, what's your secret? How do you do so well?
No. I don't do well, which is the problem.
What do you mean?
I've, like, the past 2 years, I've been number one through, like up until the final four.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I don't get, similar to this year, I honestly haven't been paying attention ever since Duke lost.
Yes. That was a hit to all of our brackets.
Yeah, after Duke lost and Texas Tech won.
Okay. Honestly, I followed along less than you have. All I know is that Duke lost.
Yes. So I had Duke.
Okay.
And I haven't checked in a while because ever since they lost, I'm not winning anymore, which is the same thing that happened last year.
Okay.
Like, I can do well in the beginning, but then I just choke at the end, you know?
Yeah.
I can't pick the...
I think you had a lot of the upsets, though. Like, of the first 64 games, didn't you have something like 60, right? Like, you had almost all of the upsets.
Oh,
it was insane.
I
remember looking at it and being like, oh my gosh, like that was incredible.
Yeah, so,
and I didn't know if it was like your secret passion on the side was basketball.
No.
Okay, you don't watch, you went for it.
Yeah.
Like the name of a team, like their colors, like their mascot, go for it.
Yeah, okay. I really don't watch basketball. I kind of just look at, when you're choosing the bracket on ESPN, yeah, it gives you like advice.
Really?
If you hover over like the info symbol, it'll be like a number one team will not lose to another, like, it'll be like, oh, like the chances of them losing to a like number 16 team is like 90 or no, like one
in something.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, between like a two team and a three team. Yeah.
It's so like how to do a bracket for the non-fan.
Sort of. It's That's just like, great. It just will tell you the statistics, like, oh, in the past year, or like, number 12 teams don't usually beat number like four teams, but in the past year we've had like three of those happen.
Got it.
Like that kind of thing. So it gives you some context, which mm-hmm. is just what I use, as well as like the people, like if I know people that go to the schools,
oh,
then I'll be
okay.
like,
that's nice.
Oh, that kind
support,
of thing.
Support the friends.
Yeah, I go with like, if something's close
mm-hmm.
and I'm choosing, like if I think a game will be close, then mm-hmm. I'll go with personal preference.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like a lot of people, it's like, oh, I love this team, so I'm going to choose them.
I see.
Even if the odds are they won't win.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually in two brackets, and my other bracket is with my entire extended family on my mom's side. And one of the highlights of my weekends have been reading the smack talk emails that have been going through the family. I think there are maybe 18 of us who are part of this bracket. And my mom's two brothers are very competitive about it. And so the emails with the jokes and the like, they're also huge. One of the brothers is a huge Steelers fan and the other one's a Browns fan. And so like, well, if I win, like everyone in your family has to wear a Steelers shirt. And it's just the back and forth smack talk and at each other. It brings so much joy to me as I sit in my Sunday review sessions and like in the library working. I'll pull open my email and I'll read all my family like trash talking each other. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I really.
They get into it.
Yeah. I was really enjoying it when I was winning.
When you were winning? Yeah. As then, any champion would.
Yeah. And then now, let's see. Like when I'm looking at it, has everyone.
And this year we played for money.
I played for money. We played for money last year.
Oh, I didn't. No, okay. We didn't. Because Jordan won and didn't get any money. We definitely did not play for money last year.
Interesting. Okay.
Anyway, let's see if we've got any good tunes up next.
Yes. Oh, no. I'm still on my bracket. I'm still looking at this.
See, sorry. I didn't mean to open up a whole can of worms.
Oh, you did, though. No, I really haven't looked at this since Duke lost, because I knew, like, as soon as they lost, then it was like, okay, now I can't win anymore because of, like, these other people.
Got it.
I am still in second.
Behind?
Naomi. But
go, Naomi.
No.
I wanted, I'm going to be honest with you, I wanted a girl to smash the boys. I wasn't rooting for my bracket. I was just rooting for the girls in general.
Yeah. No, it's Naomi, and then I'm tied with Jacob for second. But,
nice.
Yeah. But I don't know if, but North Carolina's out, and she had them as the champion.
I don't think anyone can get more points right now. I think we're all locked in. I think it's done.
No.
Who could get more points?
Jacob.
Oh,
it has a max amount of points.
Oh, okay.
That you can still get.
So there could be a late in the game, Jacob.
So I'm currently locked in.
Okay.
Like, I'm currently locked in, but both Naomi and Jacob could still get more points.
Okay.
Yeah. No. And the reason why this always happens is because like the later rounds are worth more.
Yeah. So you're good at the beginning.
I'm good at the beginning.
And then the wheels fall off the track.
Yeah.
That's okay.
It's fine. I also don't follow basketball, so.
Oh, yeah. I had my brother help me. I was like, all right, let's make a perfect bracket. He was like, I don't know. So then we ended up just.
Well, they're like, there's no such thing.
I know. I was talking about this at breakfast the other day. I was like, if you could time travel, sure. There are a lot of things you'd want to go see. probably. Like, there are a lot of things you could do if you could time travel. One of the things I would want to do is make a perfect bracket. Because I would know all the answers.
Yeah, but is that not cheating?
If I can time travel, I'm using it, and I'm going to use that for anything. It's $1 million from Warren Buffett. I think that's amazing. Also, to be known as the girl who had the perfect bracket.
Yeah.
I think if I can figure out time travel, I deserve to have a perfect bracket.
Okay.
That's my sentiment, my thoughts on the topic.
Fair.
I don't know. I think about that a lot, where I'm like, if I could time travel, I would know who wins the Super Bowl, and I could place a huge bet on the Super Bowl. Like, I would never bet on any sporting thing, ever. Because it's not just... But if I knew for certain, it'd be amazing.
Okay.
It would be the reward for my scientific accomplishment of figuring out time travel.
Fair.
There you go.
Okay. Well, anyways, up next we have Could Have Been Me by The Struts.
Don't want to live as an untold story. Rather go out in a blaze of glory. I can't hear you. I don't fear you. I live now cause the bad die last. Dodging bullets with your broken past. I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, that was Take On Me by Aha, and before that we had Could Have Been Me by The Struts. And now we have a special guest in the studio.
Hello.
TA Max.
DJ Mellow Max.
Is it Mellow Max?
It is Mellow Max.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, see, to me it's always going to be TA Max. That's... because Max was our Comp 11 and Comp 15?
No.
Just our Comp 11 TA.
Yeah.
Every Sunday for freshman semester, false freshman semester was amazing. Yeah. Got me through a lot of homework assignments that I would have failed.
And it was always a pleasure when you guys were there. It got me through a lot of Sundays that would have been very dull.
Yeah. There was a time Bridget fell asleep once and I came up the stairs to office hours and Max and our other usual TA Josh were both like, shh, don't talk. Bridget's sleeping. I was like, this is not nap time. It was also like 9:30 a.m., maybe 10 a.m. It was really early still in the day. And I was like,
no.
No, I didn't start my shift. I think I had 12 to 6. No, I didn't do 6 hours.
No.
That's crazy. No, I did like maybe 3 to 6.
Yeah. I definitely did not come in before 12.
Okay, I thought, for some reason, I felt like I had gotten there early in the day and you were already napping. And I was like, all right. There's also another time we were just working and Bridget was like, I'll be back in a minute, guys. 20 minutes later, came back sopping wet. She was I just went swimming. And we were like, okay.
I had to.
Yeah.
It was an event put on by the swim team.
Yeah.
And so they got other sports teams to participate. And they were like, oh, like you only have to come for like 20 minutes. So I did. The pool is right next to Halligan.
Yeah, it was kind of just like the nonchalance of, oh, I'll be right back. Like, maybe you're just going to go to the bathroom or, like, talk to someone on the phone. No. Went for a full-on swim.
It was nice. I think I probably made this pun then, but I hope everything went swimmingly.
Yeah.
That was another big thing, was Max always came with some good puns, some good jokes. I think there was one about animals in a zoo once.
Animals in a zoo. I can say that on air. Yeah.
I don't remember what the joke was.
So there's this guy and he's there are a lot of jokes about animals. I remember it being very funny.
But
this one I can. And
okay,
so there's this guy, he goes to a zoo and you told me a joke about a zoo. That was very good.
Immoral porpoises. Although that's the punchline, so I just kind of ruined it. But
look at all these animal jokes.
So guy goes to a zoo and he's heard a lot about this zoo and he's very excited to go there and he gets there and there's no one there. Nobody's working there. There are no animals and he's wandering around this great big zoo for like 20 minutes and he gets to around the center and he sees this one big enclosure and he looks in the middle and there's just this one little dog. It was a shih tzu.
That's good. I had not heard that one before. Wow.
Well, there you go.
That's funny. All right. I'm a fan of that joke. I'm going to use that.
I'm glad. Yeah.
Given that my family doesn't listen to our show, I can use that on them. Wow.
I've used the joke that you told me several times.
Okay, it's nice.
I
feel like it's not a laugh out loud joke. It's just like you build it up where they like the person listening gets really excited and then they hear the punchline and you're just kind of like you just kind
of
groan.
I hate those kinds of jokes. Yeah. I hate those jokes.
No, but it's funny for the person telling it.
It was pretty clever though.
Oh yeah.
I gotta say, yeah.
I'll have to have. Is it a long joke or do you want to tell it on air?
It's pretty long.
All right. Maybe we'll have it off air and then I'll review it for the fans when we get back on air if you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe we need to pop a PSA in to our show. Should we do that now?
Yes.
What about mommy PSA? Papa PSA? You know? Is there a PSA family?
Based on size, sometimes length. One time, Bridget played, I believe it was a 1 minute, 30 second PSA.
Wow.
Dedication to the PSA craft. I usually look at the timings and I'm like, all right, 27 seconds, that's a good one. And then we have friends who play the same PSA every week, and it begins with car noises. And I always have it up a little loud.
Is it the one with, is one of the Beatles, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so. And I'm never expecting it, so I'm just listening nicely, they're talking, and then all of a sudden it's like, I'm like, oh my, like, I have to kind of take the headphones out because it's the same one every time, and I never expect it. Sometimes I try to fit the PSA into the show. Like, one time we did a Halloween show with a Halloween PSA.
Oh.
Yeah. I like the seasonal. Sometimes there's, like, Christmas PSAs.
Yeah.
Weird Earth Day PSA when you happen to have a Monday show last semester or spring semester and it was Earth Day.
You know what? Every day is Earth Day.
Thank you, Max.
Bless up.
I think that should be our PSA for the day. Max, Mellow Max saying, every day is Earth Day. Watch out, recycle. Make sure you take care of our green earth because... Oh, speaking of green earths, I'm going abroad in the fall to Scotland.
Ooh.
I'm very excited. And I just found out what courses I'm going to take. And I wanted to take, you know, some like art course, something that's Edinburgh-based, something fun. I'm in three biology classes.
Ooh.
One is called The Green Planet 2. I was like, I don't want to take The Green Planet 2.
Especially if you haven't taken The Green Planet 1.
I have not taken Green Planet 1.
But it does sound like Blue Planet. And they do have a Blue Planet 2. So what if it's just watching David Attenborough documentaries?
God, that would be amazing. Ugh, that would be so much better than any... And then I could file
just
it as an art
it's that.
Credit.
Pretend it's that until you get there.
All right. That'll make me much more excited.
Yeah,
awesome. All right, what do I have up next, Bridget? I feel like everyone's been listening to our voices for too long. They're going to probably stop listening to our show.
I mean, we should probably play an actual PSA.
Sure, all right, instead of Max just saying, every day's Earth Day.
Yes.
I like reading the PSAs. I think that's always fun.
You know, we actually had a trainee who loved reading PSAs. And he was like, you know what, I think I'm going to do a show one week that's just me reading PSAs.
Did he?
And I wasn't going to say that's a bad idea, because not my place, you can do whatever you want on your show. I personally would not listen to a radio show that was just PSA readings. Maybe if they had voices, maybe if they were interesting, I don't know.
What if there's like really nice background music? Very relaxing.
Oh, sure.
Nice voice.
But then why not just play the music? He also didn't have a relaxing voice.
Mm.
It was kind of, what would I describe it as? Tenor sax with a little bit of high pitch at the ends. I don't even know. I did not, I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah. I would not listen to that show. Just my review of the show, of an unnamed person who happened to train with us. At an undisclosed time, so that no one else gets turned off of their show. Okay, can we play the PSA now?
We really should. I need to like go and listen to people. No, we've been training people, and then I never remember to like go back and listen to their shows if they do get them or when they get them. And whenever we ask, we're always like, "Oh, hey, like, do you have an idea what you're going to call your show?"
Yeah.
Or like,
yeah. Or they'll go, yeah. And then they come up with some obscure names, like. I feel you can figure out that she's Bridget and I'm Elizabeth. Like, my last name is Bloom, so it's easy to figure out who we are. Sometimes our trainees will be like, I'm DJ Razzle Dazzle, and you're like, that could be them, but, like, their name is, like, Brandon. Like, Razzle Dazzle doesn't come from Brandon, you know?
Yeah. Like, how do you get there? How do you get from A to B?
Yeah, like,
what
Mellow
is
Max,
the name of your
know
show?
Max.
Yeah.
Our show is Random Access.
Random Access,
yeah,
okay.
Which, you may know this as a comp sci guy. It's a comp sci term. And since we met each other through computer science.
It's not because of, no...
Well,
I
that was my reasoning.
Is it because the access to the radio station is usually so random?
And we play random music.
So random.
I don't think, this is only my second time coming in this semester. I don't think I have access to the station. Every time I've come, Bridget has been here to let me in.
I don't have access to my office.
You have an office?
I do have an office.
Does it have your name on it?
It says MD.
Max.
Music director.
No.
Yeah. Well, it stands for music department, but...
But you're the director, too.
Yeah, they both start with D. It's fine.
So, it's okay. We'll pretend.
Yeah.
That's nice that you have an office.
Well, not if he doesn't have an office, because he can't get into
it. I can call TUPD anytime I want to get in. In fact, I might do so soon.
Oh, yeah? Now that your project's over?
I might continue doing work, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
For all of our listeners out there, Max is a mechanical engineer who is here doing a project... in the sound studio, which might be a little confusing because mechanical engineering, does it have to do with sound? I don't know.
It doesn't, but we made a part in the lab, and then we have to explain what we did and why and how.
Ah.
And how.
That's always important in the engineering process, is explaining.
Is it like a little metal hook?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's that one.
My roommate's a mechanical engineer, and she lost hers the other day.
Oh, no.
So she actually just left it in the lab, but she left it in the lab on Friday, and then I guess she couldn't get into it until, like, Monday.
Yeah.
She mentioned it was a partner project. So she's like, worst case scenario, I completely lost it, and I'll just have to remake it, but I don't have time to remake it. But then she found it in the lab, so
thank
it's okay.
Goodness.
Wow, that was quite a story. The climax there. I'm glad she found it.
Yes. Yeah, she was, like, digging through our room.
Oh, wow. All right. Can we finally play the PSA? I've been waiting to see what you've chosen.
Okay, so actually, the person whose show is before us...
Yes.
I think
she deleted all the PSAs.
No.
Her name is Kaylee. Her name is Kaylee.
Kaylee, cool. I knew it started with a K. No, she always plays vintage PSAs.
Oh!
So then when I come in, it's always left on the vintage PSA
thing. What
makes
it vintage?
Oh, okay. Well, I played the vintage driving safety PSA last time, so maybe we'll go for... Vintage heroin?
I want vintage cost of living. Actually, okay, we can do vintage heroin. Go for vintage heroin.
It's better than vintage. The new stuff.
So,
WMFO does not endorse
that
in any sense.
All.
Listen to the PSA.
Yes. Here goes. Hope you enjoy.
Just play the PSA.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Okay, yes, that was a bit shorter of a PSA than
I'm used to. That was clearly a baby PSA, not a mama or a dad PSA.
Yeah, it was only 30 seconds.
So don't do heroin. That was the message I got.
Yeah, yes. and you never know what's in it either.
That's true. The stuff that comes in the little sack, the little plastic baggies, it could be laced with something. I don't know. That was all of my movie knowledge of heroin put together in one statement.
You ever see Train Spotting?
No.
I wouldn't recommend Train Spotting.
Spotting, no.
Yes. Spotting. Yeah, it's about
Have
a bunch of junk. Yeah, my freshman year roommate recommended it to me, and I was just...
Wasn't your freshman year roommate awful?
I've totally... forgiven him. I haven't really talked to him much, but we wave at each other now.
That's so nice.
Yeah, it's nice. A bit of reconciliation, but I just we had some disagreements at the end of the semester, and I was also just stressed, so it was all just
My freshman year roommate has moved out in the middle of the year and has since transferred out of Tufts. So I don't have to see her anymore, which is incredible. Although the other day she popped as my recommended friend on Facebook, and I was like, nope, delete.
God forbid.
God forbid I have to see her face again.
Tufts already recommended her as a friend to you.
And it did not work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still living with my freshman year roommate. So.
I think that's the happiest of endings.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
You're also just like a get along kind of, like, what is it? Go along to get along kind of person. So I feel like a garbage truck could have lived in your room, and you'd have been like, yeah, it's okay, I don't mind the smell. Not that a garbage truck would be there. Oh, you did live near the garbage disposal. See, I would have been upset by that. You lived right outside by the beep, beep, beep on freshman year.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember.
The other thing is, I can sleep through anything, so, that would not have woken me up.
Yeah.
Also, my roommate can fall asleep with the lights on. That's one thing
that's
I can't
do.
I have, a sleep mask if I need it, but she always goes to sleep before me, so I don't need it. But she can fall asleep with the lights on.
I wish I could do that.
Yeah.
It's kind of... It's perfectly dark, quiet, or background wave noises. It's just... It's a whole kerfuffle.
It's kind of unsettling sometimes, though, because I'll go in and I'll think she's awake, and then she's not. Because she won't even bother turning them off. Because now I live in a quad, so we have a common room.
Yeah.
So, if I'm in the common room, the lights don't need to be on in our room. She could turn them off. She just doesn't.
I mean, you guys aren't paying for the electricity, so.
Apparently, even though we pay for hot water, my building didn't have hot water for 4 days last week. So, that wasn't fun. And then I put a work order in, and they canceled it. I got an email saying your work order's been canceled. I was like, well, I still don't have hot water, so I don't know what's
been
canceled.
Somebody else probably filed one.
Oh, I bet the entire building filed
it. Yeah.
Because we were all like, what gives? Like, we've taken 4 cold showers in the last 4 days.
That sucks.
I know. It's okay. I got good at a 2-minute shower where you kind of do quickly get in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I've been there.
Yeah. Not fun. Although it was a bonding experience for all of us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then we all took, I think, the longest showers of our lives when the hot water came back, where we actually had a pile up of people waiting to take showers, because I live in a suite.
Yeah.
So it was 10 of us all waiting to take showers, because it was just I didn't need to take a shower. I was clean, but I was it's hot water. We got to make use of it while we have it.
It's a luxury.
So, it's a luxury item. All right, music time?
Yeah.
Let's do it. What up do we have?
Next, we have Feels Like We Only Go Backwards by Tame Impala.
Right, I don't know the song, but let's hear it.
Oh, it's a good one.
Yeah,
oh, no, Max knows.
I'm so excited. I'm going to more talking. No, I'm going to Boston Calling just on the Saturday. So the day that I'm going, Tame Impala and Hozier will both be there. So after that, we have B by Hozier from his new album, A Wasteland Baby, which I am very
don't know
into.
That one either.
So those are the next two songs we have.
Okay.
And I'm very excited for it.
I'm excited for
you. Absolutely.
Yes. So let me know what you think.
I'll let you know. I'll review it.
Trembling on some new beginning with the same story. shame. Maybe, 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 as you've always been. Maybe, 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 as you've always been. Be as you've always been. Be like the love that discovered the sin, the free, the first man.
B by Hozier, and this is
it B as in the letter B?
Like B-E. Mm. And this is DJ Bridge. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And thank you for joining me, my co-host, DJ Bloomerang.
Mm-hmm. and Mellow Max. I think Max is here for more than half the time.
I think just about, yeah.
Yeah? So I think that Max and I are of the same standing on this show. You can be elevated to co-host if you want, because I've also been here for about the same... I feel like relatively we've been on the show about the same amount of times.
Sure.
So, yeah. Thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right. Do we have time for one more song, or...?
Yeah, I'll play it. I think someone's set to come in, so we...
They'll have to wait, won't they?
Not just like giving them an opportunity to fade out. Okay. So it's not like they walk in. Okay. It's like, yeah, you gotta start right now.
Okay, here we go.
Here is...
Surprise me.
Into the Mystic by Van Morrison.